The church uses this text here to sort of present Jesus' apostolic commission to Matthias by way of extension and to those who were there. And as you see, it's all about love and obedience. It doesn't talk about big projects. They'll come. Talks about love and obedience. It starts off, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Now just think about that. We are loved with a divine love. The same love with which the Father loves the Son. From all eternity. I love you the same way. Remain in my love. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and I remain in his love. And there's a secret there about what it means to abide in the love of the Lord. It means obey. Now you say, what does that mean? I mean, obey, that's a servant, isn't it? That's not a friend. And our Lord, of course, responds to that a little bit later in this passage. First, we have to remember that it is just about historically, well, it is certain, that our Lord Jesus chose 12 men from the beginning. They're called the 12. And it's to this group now that he's addressing these words. In the narrative, Judas has left, so there's 11 right now. He chose them, and he chose 12 men to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to restore Israel. And I'm going to restore Israel by bringing everyone into Israel. And then he goes on, you see, about this love and obedience. Son, why did I tell you this? So that my joy might be in you. Now you see, and that your joy would be complete. That means that Jesus' joy is doing the will of the Father. And I've told you this so that if you will let me form you, your joy will be in doing my will. And that's what will bind us together. You know, when I was doing my studies, we had a professor of moral theology who was, always kind of took the almost cynical side of a question. We used to say that we were studying Theologia e Moralis and not Theologia Moralis with this man. But he was bright. Well, one day we went on to this question about whether you always have to do the more perfect thing. And there was this proposal for that, yes, you have to, this one and this one and this one. And he was knocking them all down. And, you know, we were thinking, that's pretty good. You know, at least we don't always have to do the most perfect thing. You know, we were sort of cheering him on. And then he said, well, but there's one other consideration. Friendship. If you're really friends, you always want to do what your friend prefers. And that's what's being said here. The obedience is the obedience of a friend. I want to do this because I love you. I want to find out what your preference is and do that because I love you. That changes it, doesn't it? Huh? See, obedience for us is always top down. You do it or you're fired. And this is different. See, the motive for this is love. And the commandment? Love one another. That's the commandment. That's his preference, that we love one another. Now, no one has greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends, which is exactly what he's going to do, right? And then he says, and you're my friends if you do what I command you, if you do my preferences, if you obey me, if you listen to me. Now we have about 100 chances a day, right, to sort of respect the Lord's preferences. And he said, those are my friends. You see, those are the ones who most profit by the fact that I laid down my life. I call you friends. Why? And now he moves. He's talked now about obedience and attending to the preference of the Lord. And now he takes a whole different tack. And he said, you know why you're my friends? Because I've told you everything I heard from the Father. The Father poured out his heart to me, and I pour out my heart to you. And everything I've heard from the Father. That's why we're friends. And now this is the apostolic commission. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. What is the fruit of the apostolic, those first 12? The church, which remains. The church. At this point in the history of the world, the single most well-recognized and honored, for the most part, reality in the whole world. The church. People day by day, they make fun of it, they criticize it, even those who belong to it are unfaithful to it. But then let something happen that brings out where they really are in their heart, like the Pope show up. And all of a sudden, everybody wants to see the Pope. Everybody. That wasn't just like wanting to see a big sports star. I mean, there's something deep going on there, huh? So that when you bear fruit, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Do you see the intimacy? You see what we're invited into? That intimate relationship between the Father and the Son. We're called into it. And then the passage ends, this I command you. I command you. Love one another. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that one. Love one another. That's my command. That's my preference. And so the apostolic life is founded on the love of the Lord and the mutual love between us. That's apostolic life. Anything else might be noble activity, but it's not apostolic.